Listening Library presents Hattie Big Sky by Kirby Larson. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1.
December 19th, 1917. Arlington, Iowa.
Dear Charlie, Miss Simpson starts every day with a reminder to pray for you and all the other boys who enlisted. Well, I say we should pray for the Kaiser. He's going to need those prayers once he meets you. I ran into your mother today at Uncle Holt's store. She said word is you're heading for England soon. France after that. I won't hardly be able to look at the map behind Miss Simpson's desk now. It will only remind me of how far you are from Arlington. Mr. Whiskers says to tell you he's doing fine. It's been so cold, I've been letting him sleep in my bedroom. If Aunt Ivy knew, she'd pitch a fit. Thank goodness she finally decided I was too big to switch, or my legs would be striped for certain. You should see Aunt Ivy. She's made herself a cunning white envelope of a hat with a bright red cross stitched on the edge. She wears it to all the Red Cross meetings. Guess she wants to make sure everybody knows she's a paid-up member. She's been acting odd lately. Even asked me this morning how I was feeling. First time in years she's inquired about my health. Peculiar. Maybe this Red Cross work has softened her heart. Mildred Powell's knitting her fifth pair of socks. They're not all for you.